This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins.
I think anybody who can see just the streets, much less the inside of the homes here, people's lives have been upended by this flood.
President Obama arrived in Baton Rouge Tuesday and toured a Zachary neighborhood. Like much of the 20 affected parishes in South Louisiana, the streets in this neighborhood were lined with debris piled at the curb. Alongside the president was Governor John Bel Edwards, Senators Bill Cassidy and David Vitter, Congressman Garrett Graves and Cedric Richmond, Baton Rouge Mayor Kip Holden, and Gonzales Mayor Barney Arsenault.
Federal assistance alone is not going to be enough to make people's lives whole again. So I'm asking every American to do what you can to help get families and local businesses back on their feet.
So far, more than 115,000 residents have registered for FEMA assistance. $127 million federal dollars have been distributed.
That's for help like temporary rental assistance, essential home repairs, and flood insurance payments.
Governor Edwards asked the president for additional help, like reducing the state's share of damage cost. Right now, the federal government covers 75%. Edwards wants to reduce Louisiana's share from 25 to 10%. That's going to require congressional involvement.
When we know, for example, how much permanent housing is going to have to be built, when we have a better sense of how much infrastructure has been damaged, that's when Congress, I think, may be called upon to do some more.
The president also called on all Americans to help rebuild Louisiana.
You know, they got a lot of work to do, and they shouldn't have to do it alone.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.